When you focus on how you feel when you're done, that you could, if you have kids, you can run faster than them. If you're around people that your age, you're like, oh my God, how are you in such great shape? You focus on that stuff or focus on living longer and being healthier. Then all of a sudden you're focusing on what happens after, and it's a completely different feeling.
Welcome to the Dean Graziosi Show. All success starts right here.
Let's talk about some great lessons I learned from this. Dreams do come true. That's obvious, but they do. And I want to give you guys faith in knowing that they can. And that's what an event like this is all about. Let me go back one. Always focus on the outcome. So many of us focus on what it's going to take to get there. Oh, do I have to start this? Oh, I have to put out sign. Oh, I have to create an ad on Facebook. Oh, I have to go on, do this Craigslist ad. Oh, I have to answer. No, if you focus on that, does anybody really like going to the gym? You like it. There's like five of you in here. I freaking hate going to the gym. Am I supposed to lie and say that I love it? No. But you know what I love? I love when I'm done working out. How many people love when you're done working out? Is that the best feeling in the world? Okay. So if you focused every time you got up in the morning or when you were going to the gym, it's like, oh, how much am I going to put on the bar? I'm going to run on that stupid treadmill. I'm so bored. It's 7 minutes in. I want to shoot myself. Let's be honest. But if you focused on that, you'd never go to the gym. But when you focus on how you feel when you're done, that you could, if you have kids, you can run faster than them. If you're around people that your age, you're like, oh my God, how are you in such great shape? You focus on that stuff or focus on living longer and being healthier. Then all of a sudden you're focusing on what happens after. And it's a completely different feeling. I go to the gym focusing how I'll feel when I'm done in 55 minutes. If I go thinking that first weight, same thing in life. Focus on what it's going to be. Focus on the outcome and how you're going to feel and let that be your driver. Define your success and go for it. Again, we talked about what success means for you. Define that in detail. Because there's something crazy about defining what you want and then just leaving it out in the universe, and all of a sudden you look back in a year and you're actually there. And last, gain the capabilities to make it happen. You guys are in this room, the people that are in my Organized Brilliance Masterminds and Deal Lab. You guys are gaining the capabilities. If you want to get in the best shape of your life, work a little bit extra, do an extra deal a month and hire a personal trainer who's a badass who kicks your butt. That's how you get things done. The fastest way to the end result is have somebody inspire, motivate you, and show you the path to get there. But there was the biggest lesson I learned. Is the three steps to effective learning. You see, I started learning Italian for 2 months. And then I went and immersed myself in Italy with Italian culture and all my relatives. And by the time I left there, I'm like, I freaking speak Italian. This is freaking amazing. I knew the Italian restaurant I wanted to go to because the waiter was from like 10 miles away from my family was. I'm going to go there and have a conversation. It was just something I had a desire to do forever. But guess what happened? I came home and I didn't speak it to anybody. And I didn't practice. And then I went to that Italian restaurant 3 weeks later and I couldn't remember one word. I remember one sentence, this is terrible. Un bicchiere di vino rosso, por favor. Give me a bottle of red wine, please. That's the only thing I remember to this day. That's probably pretty pathetic, sorry. I also knew how to order a beer in Spanish. I've got to watch myself. Kidding. I say that because effective learning has components. And the first one is, understand the concept. Is it possible? If you want effective learning that produces results and success, the first thing to do is to know it's possible. Does everybody in this room know it's possible to do wholesale deals? Can I hear a yup? Does everybody in this room know you need the right capabilities from someone who's actually done it at a higher level? Can I get a yup? Okay, so if we know the concept is real, and we know it works because other people are doing it, the next part is you have to have total immersion and blast off mastery. And what does that mean? Mastery just means you go deep. It means you immerse yourself in the education. You immerse yourself in the training. You immerse yourself with someone who's playing the game higher than you. Immerse yourself with things that are actually working, not hearsay. Because if you believe it and you know it can be true, if someone else can do it, I can do it. Now you need the education. Now you need the mastery. And the last part is ongoing, daily. Make it and be a part of something bigger than yourself. You see, you can get the mastery. So what did I do for Italy? I knew other people speak English and learn Italian when they're older. I know that to be true. There's no doubt it can happen. I went and got the immersion. I went and got the training because I got the education and then I immersed myself in Italy. But where did I screw up? I didn't do number three. I didn't do it ongoing. I didn't do it daily, and I lost it. When we think we could just immerse ourselves, which you need the right immersion, and then it's going to stick, it doesn't. We talked about it yesterday. You can't go to a gym on a weekend and kill it all weekend and go, I'm good for the year. No, I'm good. I went last Thursday. I'm good for another year. You can't. It's the same thing here. And ongoing, don't think of, I have to train every day. Ongoing could be a 5-minute video a day, reminding yourself, looking at your goals on a daily basis, reading 10 pages in a book. Anything you can do daily to keep you on those beliefs. Because the difference between those who succeed and those that don't, those that succeed believe they can. If you like today's podcast, then you're going to love being a part of my texting community. What's that mean? You could text me right now at 480-490-19, or it should be below right here, and it comes directly to my phone. It doesn't go to my team, it comes to me. I've been absolutely loving the interaction. I send out some cool things. About once a week, I text nothing but things to get your week going, to get your mind thinking. And when we have new videos and things like that, I always text my community first. It has absolutely been a blast, and I'd love for you to do it right now. Text me, 480-490-19. Do it. Text me.